All right, sometimes you don't know whether or not this is a green flag, a beige flag, a red flag, or a flag at all. It's the little quirks that maybe you have, and you toss it to us, and we psychoanalyze it. Normal or nope. Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Yeah.
I have a weird thing with Kit Kats I want to toss out to you.
Okay.
I suck the chocolate layer off of each wafer layer separately, licking the in-between layers as well. Is that normal?
Wow.
That's a lot.
I can say, I don't know if I've ever witnessed
someone sucking Kit Kats.
Exactly. And or done that myself. I break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar and then I eat it one stick at a time.
Yeah. I think it's But is it weird then, staying in the Kit Kat lane, is it weird to not break off the individual wafer and just go in and eat it as an entire whole brick?
I've seen people do that too, but I'll break off each stick, and then I kind of sometimes, if there's an edge that's a little chunkier, I'll kind of gnaw on the edges around it first, and then I'll eat the whole stick. And then I eat them stick by stick because it makes it last longer in my mind.
Yeah, so I think we're saying no, that's not normal to suck the layers of chocolate.
Yeah, the whole licking it is weird. Yeah, let's just go ahead and eat it.
But like I said, I'm weirded out if I see someone not break off the little bars and the little wafers and just take bites of it whole.
Yes, I need to break off each piece because, again, the commercial tells you to do it like that. And then, so I'm a rule follower. So I just break off a piece of that Kit Kat bar and I just eat each stick by itself. Now, the only licking I feel like is allowed is on an Oreo cookie, licking the cream. You twist and lick.
Mm-hmm.
Again, commercial tells you to do that.
I was going
to
say that you're not twist, lick. You're not doing anything out of the ordinary there.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
All right, so I guess we are all saying no, that's not normal. All right.
Right. So that is a little bit of a freak flag.
Yeah, next one. Hey, Ben and Kelly, noticed this the other day when the weather got a little cooler. I realized I cannot wear short sleeve shirts under a winter jacket. It must be a long sleeve. You know, I kind of agree with that because it feels weird on my arms if I'm wearing a short sleeve to feel the inside of the jacket linen.
Yes, lining. If it's cold enough for more of a winter jacket, then you probably should be wearing some sort of long sleeve under it. What are you doing wearing short sleeves if it's cold enough to wear a puffer jacket?
Well,
now I will wear a jean jacket over a short sleeve and that's fine.
Okay, so you're saying that's
jean jacket, just jacket.
Well,
weather.
We're talking coat. Well, we haven't
we
really
wear long sleeves.
We haven't really psychoanalyzed what kind of jacket it is either. So does it make a difference?
That's what I'm saying. It does. So jean jacket, yes. Jacket weather, you can get away with wearing shorter sleeves because then it could change and be a little bit warmer. But if you're wearing coat, puffer coat, more of a winter coat, heavier coat, why are you wearing short sleeves under it?
All right. So we're saying, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
That you can't wear short sleeves under a winter jacket.
Oh, I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying.
No, I think that's what I hear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta
I'm just saying I relate.
Take a side, Kelly.
I'm not being I'm not laying down the law. I'm just saying it's a little weird. Why are you wearing short sleeves if it's cold enough for a puffer coat?
All right, and then finally got the last one there. I found a married couple that doesn't have assigned cars.
That's psychotic.
They have two cars, but just grab keys and take whichever car every day.
Let's unpack that a little bit. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? That is weird to me. He's got a car, I've got a car. That's the one that we typically always drive.
Yeah, okay. So I kind of understand that, and I kind of don't. Because we have a driveway where there's only one drive, right? And so depending on who gets into the driveway first or last, that's the car that's on the outside. And so,
if you got to leave, you're just gonna, it makes more sense just take the ones at the end.
Yeah, I'm not gonna move the cars around just to take quote maybe my car, you know.
Mm.
So,
but you do have a car you call my car.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah.
So,
but it's not.
I get where they're occasionally out of convenience you do that. But if we're just willy nilly, the rule is just put the keys in one spot, and I'm just gonna pick key roulette.
That's
kind of the one I'm taking that day.
That's kind of like what we, when we were talking about, do you have a side of the bed?
Yes, that's the same lane. And that is also psychotic because you have an alarm clock with your alarm and your stuff in your nightstand. Do
now
not.
Here's the question I have. If you go to a hotel room, do you keep those same sides?
Yes. 1,000%.
See, we don't.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll find myself on the opposite side and to no fault of my own, I'm just there and I'm content.
See, I guess we're just so ingrained, like the habit is that like he's up against my left side.
Yeah, okay.
That is always going to be the case regardless of where we're sleeping.
So if you're in a hotel, it's the same deal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, there have been times where, you know, we'll switch it up. Like if I'm, you know, if we're all sharing one big room, my daughter will probably sleep with me and the boys will sleep together. And then I don't think that I'm picky about a side there.
So it's different if it's your daughter or your
kid.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. If we're all just camping out in the same room together, it doesn't really matter. But we tend to gravitate towards the same side. But with the car thing, yeah, no. I mean, I prefer a car where I'm sitting higher up.
Yeah.
And that's why I like to drive that one. He's got a sedan and that's his car. Now, there'll be times where he needs to take my car to go like go get stuff at Home Depot. And he's like, I'm gonna take your keys. I'm going to take your car.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are occasions to borrow, but we're just not like on a regular basis, just picking a set of keys and whatever car that happens to be. That's the one we're driving that day.
Okay. Well, I guess we have all found out a little bit more about ourselves. And maybe
does anybody else do that though? Does anybody else just like they just have family cars and one doesn't necessarily belong to anybody?
Well, I would say people who are one car families do.
Well, I'm talking about more than one car.
Right.
Yeah, more than one car.
All right.
Does anybody else live like that?
Well, apparently they do. So, all right. Good.
That's mind blowing.
Yeah. Sometimes, like I said, we like to psychoanalyze and unpack these layers that you send to us. If you've got something that you want to discuss in a weird, random sort of way,
yeah,
for
that
normal
is not something
nope.
I'm ever going to try, though. Like, right. I'm not going to even be like, oh, they might have a point. I'm not living that life.
You're not. You're shutting it down before it even starts.
I'm shutting it down right now. I'm like, nope, that's my car.
All right.